This is Judith Conrad Radio, presenting extraordinary visionary experts in health, wealth, business, and manifesting your dreams come true. And now, here's your host, Judith Conrad, starting your day with the good news.
Well, here we are back again. This is Wednesday, and whenever you're listening to this program on the archives, it is always Imperfection. So many things have been coming in. You know, yesterday we had a great program with Jan Revelle as my co-host. We talked about positive conversations, and as many of you know, I have been on hiatus. Well, so yesterday was my first radio program, and would you believe, being on hiatus, and I had this wonderful time, my whole mind, I think the ego got in there too, wrapped itself around, I'm back. Well, that's exactly what I did when I came back from, you know, when my son passed. I, you know, took a couple weeks off, and then wouldn't you know, I got right back into the conversation, got right back into the networking. And I had to really look at yesterday, I was starting to, you know, instead of writing my ebook about how to move through the loss of a child and the grief and the loss, I was already out there doing what I really don't need to be doing right now. I had this entire day just to sit and take a good look at what, and here are some of the techniques that I'm using to move through the grief, because it's a year and a half, almost a year and a half later, and it just really hit me. So here's one of the things that I've been working on today. What would my higher self say about what's going on here? And I'd like to have you take a look at that. And especially, why would I choose such a situation? Why would I choose such a detrimental relationship? Why would I choose? Well, you fill in the blank about any situation. And so I got to work with that because I went through all of my documents and looked at what I've been writing about, and so many of the things just jumped out because I'm looking at the 10 steps of how to overcome the loss of a child or grief or the loss of a dream. And you know, people are coming to me and they're saying, oh, I'm so excited because I want to know, how can I get my dream back? This happened, that happened. I was in a relationship and I just totally messed it up. Why did I do that? And so I am just in that entire process. And with the 10 steps, I had the opportunity today to just really talk to someone about the ebook, the mini ebook that I'm doing to overcome. And then I realized that all of the 10 steps were different facets of my coaching that I'm really doing, the self-coaching. I don't know if you've ever done self-coaching. I have helped many people do this. I can coach you, but it's more important to get this dialogue going and help you and assist you in tapping into the, you know, meditation process, the connection to spirit, the connection to your loved one who's crossed over. I could connect to the divination tools. And by the way, the tarot cards are fabulous for today. I didn't write anything down. I thought I'm going to wait and let it do on the radio. And so as I'm, you know, choosing this radio program to be a vehicle you know, let it come out and to more or less channel the information, then I can write it down and, you know, I can transcribe it, or better yet, have someone else transcribe it, because that's not one of my gifts. So that's a good question. What would your higher self, what would spirit, your angels, have to say about why you have chosen whatever you're going through right at the present time? Well, it's time. The cards want to come. And what I like to do is have you think of, what would my higher self say about a situation that you're in or the process, or the letting go, the moving through, the overcoming. And I don't think with the loss of a child you ever get over it. It's just you become more comfortable. One of the ways was ritual, which my sister, I mentioned that yesterday, she lost her son Sebastian. And she said the first year was just so immense. And I think that's the same way with, well, I don't think you can compare apples and oranges. If you've lost the dream, if you've lost, well, here's another possibility, and I just got this from someone out there in the audience. If you're confused, that's a loss. You're just in this place of not knowing, and this is how can I get comfortable with this place of not knowing? Yeah, think about that. Getting into a place of being comfortable in the unknown before we've always been able to go back into history and to be able to, okay, I can pinpoint that war, I can pinpoint that situation, I can really focus on that, and I know that I can repeat that anymore. We can look at the past, we can, but if it isn't new, that's my mantra here. And I'm going to get a tagline to go with that. If it isn't new, I'm going to be blue. Oh, there's one. If it isn't new, I'm going to be blue. Because being blue means you're unhappy with it. I love it. So there you go. You're creating everything in the present time to move through whatever it is. And there are so many tools. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm just looking at all of the tools that I have because I've studied so long. And my guest who's coming in, Mia, she also has had the opportunity of having her mother be one of her greatest spiritual teachers. Yeah. And so one of the things is being able to connect with your, for example, she can connect with her mother on the other side to have this conversation, to be able to know. All right, so pick something. What would my higher self say about? You can pick number card number one, card number two, card number three, and or card number four. And I want my guest, Mia, to, or you, excuse me, if you're going to call in and say, well, this is the one I picked, and this is one I picked for you. Because I see the cards, but you don't see them. You're using your intuition to just say, okay, Judas card is number. Oh, I got two. All right, I'm going to write that down. Maybe you got a different one. I'm going to write two. All right. But you pick a card for you, whether you call in or not, and I sure would like to have you do it. All right, here we go. Card number one. Major Arcana. There are 22 of them. The number 16 of the Major Arcana, which is the Tower card. It is the card. It's an astrological symbol is Mars. Mars is upheaval, energy. It could, in the most extreme, be war. It is chaos. It is breaking down, breaking down, breaking down in order to go to peace. At the bottom of the card, I want you to visualize this. There's a Chinese dragon breathing fire because fire and Mars is quite similar. And it's heating up the tower, and you are the tower. Whenever you have a dream, whenever you get a house or a tower or a castle, any structure like that, that represents you. The tower is being heated up, and the tower is shaking, rock and roll. It's moving. It's like a tsunami is going through the tower. Out of the tower are four figures. They look like geometric figures, and each of those figures could be different aspects of yourself that are just being purged. Things that no longer, well, just like I was telling you about, oh, I did one radio program back and I'm ready to go, yeah, you back networking and do all this stuff and forget staying in that center place and doing continued work. Yeah. Whatever those four things represent. If you pick number one, I want you to just grab a piece of paper immediately. Write down anything. So I'm throwing out the ego. Ooh, that's a big one. I'm throwing out the need to be super busy. Whatever else you're thinking of. And at the top of the car is the Eye of Horus, this beautiful eye with a light reflecting out, covering the whole card. And that is the eye of the vision. And on the left side, you have the Dove of Peace with the olive branch. On the right-hand side, you have the cobra with a halo around it. So much transformation to move you into what I call peace that passeth all understanding. Very powerful work that all of you are being called to do. Card number two. Well, Spirit said, this is my card. Okay, I'll go with it. Queen of Cups. This is a mastery card. There are 16 of the mastery cards representing either the cups or the wands, the swords, or the discs. All, you know, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. Well, this is the Queen of Cups, the Queen of Emotions. And yes, it is for me. The Queen is sitting behind a veil. She is not out in the public. Well, the radio is public, but then it's private. I'm just talking to myself, and you guys just happen to be listening in. She's reaching down, and she is touching the stork. The stork is bringing the new baby, whatever is new. She's bringing the lotus and the stork, bringing whatever is being unfolded. The message is, excuse me, it's not time to get out there and to present the work quite yet. You're busy integrating, synthesizing, sifting, and sorting. Very nice, huh? And that is in the upper two-thirds of the card. On the lower third of the card, approximately, is the reflection of the queen behind, which is the queen is me or you, behind the veil. And it's being reflected. It is muddy. The pond is not reflecting clarity. You can barely see what it is. And this is asking that you not declare because the clarity is just not quite there. In other words, for me, it is whatever this ebook is or the book that I'm writing or the processes that I'm doing, it is what it is right at this moment. And I'm acknowledging it. It's just, you know, doing meditations all the time and making that an ongoing meditation is pretty awesome. The third card is another of the major arcana. This is the Emperor, number four of the major arcana. And this is, the colors are vibrant. And the Emperor sits in the throne. At the end of the throne are the discs of prosperity, money. It is an Aries card. Aries represents new, pioneering, innovative ideas. And like I said, if it isn't new, I'm blue. That's a great mantra. I'm just going to use that for maybe another day and then see what else comes in. Because nothing is written in cement. Nothing is written in stone. It is, we're in a place of flux. It's, everything is new. So the Emperor sits there, colors of oranges, and orange means spontaneity, right along with Aries. It's a double Aries, actually. There are two rams behind the shoulders of the Emperor. He is looking, it appears, to the past. And he is, you know, seeing what his kingdom is about or has been about. And the kingdom is no longer, because Aries says the kingdom's purpose, it's like a new business plan being written about it, is ready for to hunker down, to buckle down, and to really move forward. And it, the lower right has a lamb with a white flag. And the lamb has a halo around it. Halos are, you know, the circle around saints and disciples and Christ. They all have this halo indicating the sacredness and the divinity. The divinity is in surrender. I don't like that word much, but you know, with the Tower card, it's such a major shakeup. You do not have an opportunity to change, to do anything but change, I would say. You must change. You must expunge all of the other stuff. He has his leg crossed, which is that forms the number four of the major of number four, which he is, which represents hard work in order to expel all of the old stuff. And then on the left hand side, you have the shield of protection, the double eagle or the double phoenix. Surrender says you shall come up doubly strong. Okay. Last card, number four card, is the Knight of Discs, another mastery. Interesting, we have two major arcana and two master cards. Very powerful combination. I've designated the Knight of Discs, the discs on the physical plane, as the highest manifesting card, and that comes through hard work, which is the Emperor. The knight is sitting on a horse, and the horse's head is down. It's been really working hard to move this knight up the mountain. And this time, the knight is looking up the mountain. Remember, the emperor was looking to the pass. Now, the knight is looking up the mountain, has the helmet pushed back with a stag horn on the top of the helmet, representing the Christ consciousness. Whoa. And indicating that this knight, or whoever you are, we have all the tools to do the work that is required, and it can be over instantaneous, or it can last as long as it is. I understand, because I'm not an expert on how long it takes to move through grief and sorrow. Would that I did. I thought it was complete. I was back. I was gone. And man, and then all of a sudden it hits. And all of a sudden, in the middle of conversations, what happens is that tears start flowing down your face. And unexpected, you have no clue. What was the trigger point? Do I know? No. If you want to call in very quickly before I bring in Mia, I'd love to have you just pop on. You have the numbers there. We have the 800 number, too, if you want to grab that one right away. Call in and let me know what was your number. What was it? And I'll just continue on with that. Cool, huh? My job. So when you let go, other things can come in that are far beyond anything we could have ever imagined. So I'm holding my breath here for you to call in if you would so desire to see what your interpretation of the cards are. Okay, no calls. Then I shall go on to bring in Mia, and we shall continue this conversation. So while I'm waiting for Mia to come in, I'm just going to let you know that we have a Scorpio full moon, one of the super moons this year, and that will be happening on Saturday and also Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the WESAC celebration in sacred Mount Shasta. Great things happening there in Mount Shasta, like you know. We gotcha. Is that you, Mia?
Okay.
Yep, I'm on here. I'm here.
I shall go on to Brie and Mia, and we shall continue this conversation.
Yeah,
while I'm waiting for Mia to come in, I'm just going to let you know that we have a Scorpio full moon, one of the super moons this year, and that will be happening on Saturday and also Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the WESAC celebration in sacred Mount Shasta.
Okay,
great things happening there in Mount Shasta, like you know. We gotcha. Is that you, Mia?
Yes. Yeah, I'm on here.
Okay. We'll go on to Brie and Mia.
Having some
while I'm waiting for Mia to come in, I'm just going to let you know.
Hello. We may have to bring her in on telephone or some other means because we've got such feedback. All right. Well, I'm just going to continue on until we can bring in Mia Bine, who's going to be talking to us about why did I choose such a relationship. And the other thing is why, and to bring in higher self to find out why this is happening, why that happened, and why we have chosen different things. Why did I take such a this particular job? Why did I do this? Why did I do why? You know, and we can ask why all we want. It's just being at peace. It happened, and to be at peace with this. And anytime we can get Mia back in, we'd love to have that happen. So I just am very excited about, you know, the hiatus that I've been taking. Deep things have happened. More meditation, more divination tools. Looking at, you know, not just the loss of a child, but the loss of a dream and potential that happens when life happens. You know, things happen and you say, well, you know, this is not exactly how I envisioned my life to happen. We many times do not know. We don't know the bigger picture. You know, God knows, spirit knows, higher power knows. And when during this whole process, it was like prayer happened. I was talking to spirit, talking to God, talking to all that is, talking to Saint Germain, talking to the angels. And then when meditation happens, this can all happen in one breath. That meditation, you drop into this deeper, deeper, deeper place, and answers are available. I spoke about higher self, about spirit. And when you get to this place, this deeper place, it's almost as if, oh, we got another echo. Not sure what to do. Okay. All right. we want our guests to be coming in. Okay. Yeah, Mia, maybe if you have your radio on or you're listening on my website, if you could remove that. That's quite often what happens there. All right. So, Mia, if you could answer your phone. She's here. Are we ready for her? All right. Anytime. You know, a lot of times people listen on one website or another, and then they forget to click off of it and come on. And so whatever that's going to be, we're just excited. All right. Got feedback.
Judith?
Hey, yes. Hi, Mia.
Hi.
Hi there.
I'm here.
Did you turn off the video or turn off my website?
I did.
Huh.
I'm just on my phone. That's it.
Just on the phone. That should not be a problem. You're not on speakerphone?
No, not on speakerphone.
Okay. Well, Dawn needs to create magic then. All right. Yeah. Tell me your story.
Well, I got in a relationship and I was real excited initially because I thought we were on the same page from casual conversations, meeting over. We pretty much, once we got started talking, it appeared like we're on the same spiritual plane, which is very important to me. I want someone that I can talk to about all my thoughts about spirit, about where my life's going. And like you said, I talked to my mom, so I talked to spirit. And I wanted it to be something normal for a person that I'm in a relationship with. And his conversation was all about energy and the flow of energy and physical energy you can see. And I kind of connected with that as if it was the same. And then later on, I found out after listening to him, he was more of the eye for an eye. So as we were going through life together, I was really feeling like I was connected to something that I didn't want to be connected to anymore, and it became really difficult to get out. And as I was looking back, I was thinking, what the heck was I thinking? And then I saw that, him talking about energy and me really having my eyes open to a spiritual connection, that's where that attraction came in, and I was really wrong that there was no connection and separating was extremely difficult and disruptive for my life.
I understand that. And we have Sophia on line three. We're going to have her come in just a couple minutes. So you had moved from being in a place of freedom to a place of suppression. I know you called me that one day and you said, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I can't call out. I can't do this. I can't do that. So tell me what gave you the impetus to get up and get out.
Well, he told me that he wanted to kill my friends. And every time I talked to them on the phone, he imagined lighting them on fire in front of me.
That would be the tower card.
So after that, I didn't feel comfortable talking. My whole community shut down. I didn't feel comfortable talking to my friends. So
right,
I lost my all of my self-expression was gone. I didn't feel like talking to him after he said that, so I was quiet at home. I didn't want to reach for the phone. I was talking to a few people on Facebook where he couldn't see, but it was so weird to go from a place where I talked to people every day and to not be able to talk to people. And I was always worried about him overhearing, and if I had any laughter, it made him jealous. So that was uncomfortable because I don't plan to laugh, but people say something that's funny, it just kind of happens, and he'd kind of glare at me. So it even happened with family, and my self-expression was lost, and I felt like I was living as a prisoner. And when I asked him to get out, he said, well, I guess I have to kill both of us. So I was really scared to get out.
Right, and that's verbal abuse, emotional abuse, et cetera. I want to bring in Sophia now. She was on the program yesterday. She's had a situation. I think it's even more extreme than yours, but it's really serving the group out here that's listening. Sophia, you want to come on in? Hello, Sophia. Hello, Sophia. It's not Mercury retrograde, I know that. caller, Sophia, could you speak loudly? I can't hear you. Okay, I cannot hear you, Sophia. Okay. So, Mia, okay, Sophia, are you back? Mia,
hello?
Hello, is this Sophia?
Yes, it is. How are you, Judith?
I'm doing just fine. I want to introduce you to Mia. And have you heard just a little bit about her story?
Actually, the phone got dropped, and I wasn't able to hear. So if you could just fill me in just a little bit, please.
I'm going to let Mia do that. So, Mia, if you could recap exactly what happened to you, because Sophia has a similar story, a little more extreme, I believe, but I'd like to have the two of you meet each other. Mia, here's Sophia. Sophia, here's Mia.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Mia.
So, my situation, I started working for this guy. He was my boss, and then we started dating, and I thought we were on the same spiritual plane, and it turned out that we weren't. And then he started threatening whenever I'd have a conversation with a friend, he told me he wanted to kill them. And when I said I wanted out, he said, okay, I'm going to have to kill both of us. And I had no self-expression, and I didn't have expression with him or with anyone else. And I basically just shut down until I found a way to get out.
And you're
glad for that. I'm thankful for that for you.
And Sophia, could you share your story now?
Mine was, I had met my second, he wasn't my second husband at first, but I met Craig, and then I went with him, and we moved in together, and then we got married, and after we got married, he changed. His mother turned against me, and he got to the point where he wanted to hear. His mother had told him to kill me, and he literally tried to kill me over and over again in many different ways, tried to take a long screwdriver that was 2 feet long and tried to slit my throat, tried to throw me in a wood burner, tried to strangle me, tried to choke me, he tried to throw burning oil on me, tried to break a plate over my head, many, many different ways.
And so with both of you, what would your higher self say about this situation, how you got into it, why you got into it? What would your higher self say about this situation? So just take a deep breath, both of you, and whoever wants to speak first. What would your higher self say about the situation, why you got into it, or how you got in, and what would your higher self say? What was the lesson out of all of this? And what have you learned, and how are you moving forward?
Judith, for me, it was that I believe God was talking to me that I needed to be with Craig. And Craig was a man that, he was like a child. He only had a mind of a 10-year-old, and had been abused immensely when he was young. And I believe I was brought to him to take care of him. And his mother had abused him as a young child, and in the beginning he was a wonderful, wonderful man, and we got along great, and but as time went along and then we got married, his mother got extremely jealous. But the lesson in it was that I had to learn to find myself, and that God had a different path to put me on. I had done my job, and I think that was the lesson that, you know, I had to make Chris my husband now, and had I not gone through what I did, to write my story, I'm writing an e-book now, and to be able to, I think that was another thing that, you know, God had this plan all along. I didn't know it, but God did. And so I think that was what my lesson was, that I needed to learn my lessons to help other people. I'm here to help other people now.
Great. Thank you, Sophia. And now, Sophia, I want you to listen now to Mia as she's sharing what her lesson was and why she chose that situation and how she's moving through it.
Well, at that time in my heart, I was really reaching for something different than what I had. And that was emotional, mostly emotional. But I never saw that all in the beginning I had me. And I was always looking with my hand out instead of my hand towards myself. And now I can see that my hand towards myself. But the other thing is, I really see how huge my community is to me. And I never let that in until now. So right now I'm really grateful that I appreciate my community, I appreciate my friends in a new way, and I feel like I can be a better friend knowing what friends provide. And I had love all around me, I just didn't see it. I mean, I really didn't see it, and now I have love inside and around me, and the great attraction I give to myself now.
Great. I heard one word from both of you, jealousy. And that is such a, and of course we have this Scorpio full moon, and Scorpio a lot of times represents secretiveness and jealousy and all of that. And so it's a perfect time with this full moon to create some ritual to release any and all jealousy around you, because that is such a lower vibration. Would you both be willing to create some kind of ritual with, like you and Chris, Sophia, and Mia, maybe the two of us over the phone, Skype, whatever, to create some kind of a ritual that would represent the release of any and all jealousy, because that's not where either one of you are coming from. And somehow you got sucked into people who have huge jealousy issues and victim issues, both husbands or relationships involved abuse early on. Some, you know, more. I think we lost somebody. So who
Sophia.
Do we? Huh?
I guess so, we lost Sophia.
Oh, you lost Sophia. Okay, go ahead and Mia, go ahead and share what I just asked for.
I am definitely open to a ritual, because I would love to have something in all planes, having that be complete. In all of my fields in my life.
And you know, with the tower card. By the way, did I ask you which card you picked?
I picked number three.
Number three, which is the Emperor, and that's Aries, new beginnings, and stepping into your power.
Yeah.
So what kind? You know, with I'm gonna come back here to the tower card, which is consumed, things consumed in fire and flames, and so tell me what kind of a ritual that brings to mind.
Something definitely outside.
Okay. And this ritual will happen outside?
Yeah.
And would it possibly involve writing things out and burning it? I mean, I know if I've done many, many exercises like that, not the forum, but with actualizations, that was one of the things. We would write a letter asking for forgiveness because they did the consummate sacrifice of doing what they did based on what they were doing to get this, you know, to get you to wake up.
Yeah, that sounds, yeah, I've done those before where I wrote stuff down and burned it, for sure.
Yeah, or whatever comes to you. It could be a simple meditation. I know I always pull tarot cards. So with the Emperor, is to write out what are all the new beginnings that this has
been.
Oh,
that's incredible.
Yeah, so using this as a springboard or as the phoenix, as it's burning the paper with all of the written words, written in pencil, you're consuming, you're releasing all of the old, like jealousy, any of the aspects that have been presented to you. And then you write down all of the what is the spring, what's the new that wants to emerge from that? And you can even burn that because that puts it up into the ethers.
Growth, community, spiritual awareness, self-awareness. And love.
Well, I'll tell you, love is what that, you know, if you can love yourself, then you can move through anything. Sophia, you're back?
Yes, I am, dear. Sorry.
That's okay. We're going to get you a better phone. I think that's a question. That's my...
Well, that's my next plan. We get paid tomorrow, so that's where we're going to go up and talk to Verizon.
Oh, very good. Yeah, because, you know, you're involved in, you know, Mia just mentioned community. And so your life connection to people in our group of positive conversations is really mandatory that you have a phone that really doesn't cut out on you and doesn't, just like your ex-husband, doesn't turn on you. Your telephone is turning on you.
Exactly. That's right.
Your telephone is turning on you. And so you're
tomorrow
you are getting a new phone so that you can communicate at a deeper and a higher level.
And tomorrow, and our number again today was 4, and we're climbing up the mountain. I love it.
Look at that. Yesterday you picked number 4 also, didn't you? Yeah.
And yes, so, I did. You have a good memory.
Yeah. Yes, and so there you are. It's hard work coming up for you. It's a deep process, yes, where you're moving, but you're moving very rapidly up the mountain, and the consciousness is awake. And I see it as a Christ consciousness, but you can see it as a Buddha consciousness, as the whatever consciousness you so desire. It's rising because you're writing and getting things on paper. Just as I asked Mia, or it came from her partially, that you write down the things she's releasing and burn them, consume, let it be consumed, and then to write out the new, because she picked number 3, which was the Emperor, and the Emperor is about new beginnings, and to burn that also, what is the new innovative that she is bringing into reality? And my mantra is, if it isn't new, it's blue. In other words, blue represents sadness and the old way. I'm
if it isn't new, I really am not too interested. And that's why I'm doing my radio program in a totally different way as much as I possibly can.
Yes.
Any questions for me? Any comments that you would like to make to me?
All is well.
I would like to, I guess I would like to tell you that I don't know how long ago Maya went through hers, but I have given, you know, I went through a lot of 3 years of hell after Craig did this to me, and I would yell at God. And I had to, because of what Craig's mother did to both of us, I wanted her to burn in hell. But, you know, I gave it to God, and I said, God, this is yours. I can't carry this torch anymore. It's burning me. And I think for your listeners to know that you can't carry jealousy and sadness, and you have to give it to God or to whoever you believe in.
Right.
You need to give it back.
Excellent. Excellent. Any comment from me yet?
So what you're saying is give back the emotional response.
Exactly.
Is that what
you're
saying?
Go ahead.
Don't hang on to it. Don't hang on to it. Give it back. It's not yours anymore. You don't need it.
Thank you.
Because that's his karma, not yours. That's the both Craig and Mia's relationship. That's their karma. That is not yours. And of course, we as spiritual beings want to rescue and cancel that. We do not need to rescue anyone. Our purpose is to empower ourselves, and that just spills over. So the karma then is not yours, either one of you. It doesn't belong to you. It's their karma to complete. They could have completed it with you, and now they get to complete it without you. And however they do it is none of your business. It's their business. And I want you both to visualize, because there's still some stuff, a little bit of stuff going with Sophia. I want you to imagine, just put your hand over your belly button, both of you. And I want you to imagine that umbilical cord. I want you to just send it out very quickly and connect with them. And then I want you to take these scissors and just cut it. And I want you to see it shrinking back to him and shrinking back to you. So you really didn't connect, but you're just symbolically connected enough so you could cut the ties totally. It's over. It's done. No contact whatsoever. Now, Mia, you said that you had gone back and communicated with him.
Yes.
How valuable was that?
It's just been, I've been really clear where I stand, and
okay.
I continue to stand up for myself. What I'm noticing is how easy it is for me to feel sorry for people, not just him, but for people, and that's how I get hooked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
say what I think they want to hear.
Right.
And then it gets all twisted because I've done that, and I'm not sure I really believe it or feel it in the moment, but some part of me connects to that's what they need to hear, and then it comes back, and I'm thinking, wow, I just said that, you need to hear that. And then in that moment, it may not be there because they may not be expressing what I feel sorry for them for. So I'm in a totally different place when they're not coming from that.
I have to share a story, too. When I was married to my first husband, I came back from Europe, and I was just, my hair was blonde and I was bubbly, and I felt very continental and European, and I had stories to tell, and when I was in this relationship, the longer I was in there, the more I gave my power away. I didn't stand up for myself anymore. I had no stories to tell, it seemed like. And so I started doing, like you said, Mia, yes, 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 and telling them what they wanted to hear, he wanted to hear. And when I realized what was going on, it was like, how fast can I? So I think we lost Sophia again.
Yes.
Okay, and Sophia, we're just going to let her go because we'll continue.
You were thinking about how fast you could get out of the relationship?
Right. As soon as I realized that I was no longer Judith, body, mind, and soul, I had become something else. And I don't even think that he wanted me to change. It was part of my doing, and I realized that that was a pattern back then. And then I look at whether I have stepped back into that again or whether I have completely let that go. We want to please. So many of the spiritual healers want to please, and that's when we get sucked into this old thing. Would you respond, Mia?
You know, I've definitely heard you say that. So I've said Mia, body, mind, and spirit, and only Mia.
Yes.
I just think that is something I need to be doing on a more regular basis because I forget about that. Because when
right.
I do that, I can feel my own individual presence, and that's all that's allowed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it's real easy to have other pieces get sucked in, however that happens.
Especially,
you know, what happens in that moment when I feel sorry for the person, I don't know how else to be.
Disconnect.
I'm not comfortable saying what there is to say or what I feel or what I think.
That's not your job. That's not your job. Your job is to be Mia, Mia Bind, Mia Sasser, body, mind, and soul. I am only Mia, Mia Sasser. And to use that in an emphatic way, because I can tell when some people try to cord into me, and when that happens, I bring in the violet flame of Saint Germain, and I just bring it right down through the crown chakra. And if you're listening, just take your thumb and raise it way up above your head, as high as your arm will go. Your thumb is you're going to draw that down, bring in the violet flame, and it's vibrating, pulsing violet flame of Saint Germain, bringing that down. And bring it down through the crown chakra and just let your thumb go all the way down through all of the chakras, the throat, down to the heart, all the way down to the base chakra and then down into the earth. And as you're doing that, you're bringing in that violet flame, pulsing, vibrating violet, and it's expanding in this cylinder. I want you to now expand it out so that it is above you, below you, to the right, to the left, in a cylinder. You are suspended in this violet flame of Saint Germain or Christ consciousness, whatever you want to call it. And that flame is burning away anyone who wants to cord into us, sending hate, sending jealous thoughts, sending whatever thoughts that is burning out any cord. They hook into us. And when we get thoughts of, oh, I hate that person, I hate this, and then you just burn that out. And that's one of the ways that when I get into this place with around my son and I'm feeling the grief, I bring in the violet flame and I just let that violet flame consume the grief and let it be replaced with joy and peace. My ultimate goal for all of us is joy and peace and love. And when this other stuff comes in, anger that he died, anger that he beat me, anger that he tried to control me. And I many times will consume the control issue. We like to control, and it's not for us to do. When we're trying to control what we're doing or trying to save them or rescue them or feel sorry for them, this is very detrimental to them and to you. How dare you even go there, because that is such a low vibration. To see them as empowered and see them as loved by the divine maker, and let this be an exercise that you do quite often.
Thank you, Judith.
love working with you. What I'd like to have you do, maybe just share a little bit. I've worked with Mia a bit with some of my channelings. Could you share about your mother, who is a fabulous spiritual teacher, in the last reading I did for you? It's very clear that you are a spiritual teacher and that you're to follow the footsteps, only maybe not the same way she did, to share a little bit how I helped you.
Yes, certainly. So I came to you to talk about my mother because I saw I just had a moment glimpse, and I thought, this is happening because of my mom and my connection with my mom. So immediately I thought, I got to call Judith because she'll help shed some light on this. So I called you, we scheduled, and there it was. My mother came through, and this huge opening developed where I realized that through my mother's death, I was so focused on her physical body. From just all the years of her hugging me and holding me, that was my attachment. And in her death, I was just really clear. She was never going to hug me again. And then once I spoke to her through you, she made it really clear that I was denying her existence in the spirit by my attachment for her physical. And once I acknowledged her in spirit, she said, for the first time, I'm free. And now I'm able to talk to her so easily and effortlessly, and it's no longer painful to think that I'm not going to be held by her anymore, because I can feel her around me even more often than I ever had the opportunity to get hugs from her. So our relationship has blossomed into something that's reliable, consistent, and beautiful. And she's constantly telling me to trust.
So
I understand Spirit's not going to tell you what to do, although that would be... sometimes I want out of the responsibility of making decisions.
Well, Spirit's
always...
And
I'm really glad it's the way it is, thanks to you, Judith.
Thank you. Well, detaching from the physical then and focusing on the Spirit, because your mother dropped her body and went into spirit, and spirit is free, but you are so focused on the spirit, on the body, you know, and the physical touching, and now she envelops you in so much love, I can tell.
Oh, yes.
And then your father,
I mean,
you came in for your father. We had about 2 minutes left. Your father, if you could quickly just kind of share what happened when I brought him in.
So my father died when I was 3. I've gone to psychics, mediums, channelers, all kinds of people from when I was 15 years old, begging them to see if they could see him, hear him, speak to him. Nothing ever happened. I go to you, bam, he's right there, and he explained his death, what he tried to do, what was limited. He was so limited by my age as far as trying to reach out to me and have me understand. And for the first time, we were able to have a conversation about who he was for me and who he wanted to be in the future. And now I feel like I have 2 people with me all the time, because for the first time he was able to have a voice and explain his love. And I imagine that he loved me from what people said, but to sit there and listen to him explain what happened to him when he died and how he'd always been there and what was important to him in our relationship was so powerful. I don't hear songs about dads anymore and cry. My emotions, I feel very fulfilled.
Well, then to be able to complete, and as spirit was, what happened is he went right into your eyes.
Yes, he explained that when he died, I was there when he left his body, and he went into my eyes. So he said when I looked in the mirror, I could see him.
Mm.
And that he filled my body with his love. It's an amazing difference. I don't long to understand my dad anymore. And from the age 3 to have that, it's just not, like movies always reminded me of that longing, like the movie August Rush about the little boy trying to find his parents. Like none of that has an emotional charge anymore. Because
nice.
I have them. And that's verification that I have them too, because I'm not as deeply saddened by stories that are similar to mine.
My coaching
is
different now.
Yeah, a huge part of me is healed. And I had a woman talk to me. She said for the first time she saw me looking at her as an adult instead of
really?
An adult with child eyes.
Wow. I didn't hear that piece before. Well, Mia, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you, Sophia. I know you're listening. And thank both of you for sharing your story. I really honor both of you.
I honor you. It's always a pleasure, Judith. You open doors, ideas, feelings, passions, and light. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, I'm going to complete this radio program right here, right now. And I want to remind each and every one of you that who you are makes a difference.